The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank God. It's
Thank God. I always wanted to sound like that large black man with that deep voice. Hello. Welcome to the show. Thank God it's Friday. Hey, how are you? It's Joe on the radio. It's a goofy Friday. Got a lot to get into. We have a lot of pertinent issues that we will tackle on the morning show. But right now, we're very grateful that you're with us. How are you doing? 6 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. And great to have you with us. We're hearing right now, Cory, it's official. And Albert just broke this. Senator Cory Booker. Senator Booker will run for president in 2020. This is from News 12 in Jersey out of Edison. The senator made the announcement on his social media page. The announcement, keep it down. I know you're excited about all this. Hold on. Children. The announcement follows months of speculation that he would enter the race. Booker attended Stanford University and is a former mayor of Newark. He was elected to the Senate back in 2013. He serves on the Senate Committee on the Judiciary, Foreign Relations, Environment, and Public Works. We all know that. And so he will run. It's official. Thank you, Albert, for breaking that right here. Senator Booker will run. He just announced it. So, you know, this. How does it play out when you look at this? And again, guilty as charged. Go ahead. Bring it on. Give me a call. Corey's been a friend for like ever, and I've known him since day one and have immense love for him and respect. Politically, we're absolutely opposites, but I don't hate. I'm not going to hate the guy. But does Cory Booker have the gravitas? Does he have that it factor that Jeannie Zaino and I were talking about yesterday to make it in this presidential race in 2020 and certainly to beat Donald J. Trump? I don't know. I think I'm a little too close to him. You got to call me and let me know what you're thinking on that. Because Kamala Harris does have that, I think, it factor. But they're so out there with their whole platform, right? How do you, when she starts talking, I'm watching Kamala Harris. I'm going, okay, all right. No one has the energy of President Trump. And stop with the pro-Trump stuff. Objectively. A guy at a podium like President Trump, he could be funny, it could be riveting, you could just really dislike him, but it's energetic, and he just can fire up a crowd like nobody else. You can't touch him, Donald Trump, in front of 20,000 people like that. Kamala Harris was great, but when she starts saying, oh, if I have a child of color, and then the police chase, all right, done. I just mark her right off. You're going to start with that Eric Holder, Barack Obama rant. Please, we had 8 years of that. It's the reason, in my opinion, police officers are being assassinated almost every day. God rest their souls. In the line of duty, protecting our freedoms, protecting our children. First line of defense of the local police, for crying out loud. And she's going to start with that again? What the police? Will you just stop with that? Show me about how you're going to help out people in your hometown, Senator Harris, of Oakland, one of the most dangerous cities in the great United States of America. So now, Cory, you know, what did he do in Newark? You're going to hear criticisms of Newark. He bought Panasonic to Newark. He started the turnaround in Newark. Although you can't, you know, I'm going to say something, and Pete, you're not going to hear people say this. Sharp James got, you know, yeah, Sharp James went to jail. He did more for Newark than and a lot of people realize. He was great for the business environment in the city of Newark at a very tough time. So what happens with Cory? Does Cory have the play? And I'm just riffing here with you, and you're going to give me a call and let me know what you're thinking. Elizabeth Warren, forget about it. Don't even bother. And I don't mean to be rude. Please. I mean, am I right or wrong? Right? Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke,
Biden, O'Rourke. I don't think anybody beats the president in 2020. 877-970-2999. But now we have Corey in. But the thing is, you know what pains me, though? And I'm rambling this morning, and I apologize for that. I'm kind of just fired up. There's a lot going on. When I see my old party, the Democratic Party, because I knew Corey when I supported Frank Lautenberg and Bill Bradley, you know, and I was kind of active in the Democratic Party. I was a blue dog, very conservative Democrat, you know. And then they just kind of went south, and they weren't sticking up for the people. They weren't sticking up for the working class. I don't know what this party is now. And the Democratic Party. And between you and I don't know what the Republican Party is either. But please, let me just tell you that. I really don't. I think they're both not. What the Republicans have done to President Trump, rather than respecting him and listening to him and doing everything that he asked, including health care and immigration reform, if the Republicans listened to President Trump, we would not have lost the House, in my opinion. This is, I say we, common sense Americans. That's a common sense American. And Democrats and progressive socialists are not common sense Americans. This abortion thing that, you know, we just got a call about. I have no words. I just have no words. How someone within the legislature of Virginia proposes this. And they didn't pass in Virginia, thank God. But look what happened in New York State, in the chambers in Albany, of this great state of New York. They're applauding killing babies. I'm a guy. I don't know that I have a right to mention, talk about that. You know, and it's Friday and I want to have some fun. But now that you brought it up, do you have the right? You're going to kill a baby. I mean, I don't know that I'll say this once. I say it 1,000 times. I hate when the government tries to intrude in our life. It's the worst thing you could do, whether it's the IRS or it's rules and regulations, whether you're a doctor and you got the regulations we have to go through. When the government gets involved, unless it's the United States military, it's just messed up. And you know that. And now, in New York State, they passed what they passed. You're allowed to kill a baby. And it went to Virginia. Do you hear what they're saying? These are the Democrats. These are the Democrats. And then just on that, and then we'll move on. Let me just mention one thing more, if I may. If I may. This is when you see Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, what they are so racist against the Jewish Americans and against Israel. It's tweeted every day. They tweet something. They are siding with Hamas. And we feel for, listen, something's got to be done. Is it the one state solution we talked about? A two states, whatever, something's got to be done. Okay, got it. And we're feeling for people. But don't, when you teach children death to Israel, death to America in a book, and then you're in the United States House of Representatives, and then you start spewing that hate, and that's what it is. It's hate, that vile hate. First of all, you wonder, how did these women get elected, number one? Number two, why isn't Nancy Pelosi? Why isn't Mr. Israel himself, Chuck Schumer? Why isn't anyone saying anything about those House of Representatives, those two people in the House of Representatives? And why? And how? When they asked Nancy Pelosi about, and by the way, when I met her, she could not have been nicer, you know? And it was just one of those Italian-American things, you know? So it was great at NIAF, and it was great. But they asked her, what about this abortion thing? She knew exactly what was going on. She's so smart. Nancy Pelosi is, she's so smart. She's a political animal. She knew exactly what that reporter was asking her. What about what happened in Virginia with the abortion situation? And I don't know what the governor said. Lied right through her teeth, in my opinion. Now this is the party. This is the party. Anti-Semitic, and they're killing babies. Okay, there. Is that the bumper sticker that we're going to see for 2020? Seriously? And again, I don't want to be dramatic here, but is there a common sense Democrat on the planet? I don't think there is. And how does Corey run on this? Corey, you got anti-Semites and I think they would admit that. They hate Israel. They hate the Jewish Americans. You could just see what they tweet. Okay, that's okay then. Where are the Democrats of old? Where are the Democrats that believed in this country? Where are the John Kennedy Democrats? Where are the Reagan Democrats like I was? goodness, what is going on? So now you and I, we stay on track, and we try to do what's best for America. Again, if the president does something great, we're going to talk about it. We're not going to try to tear the president down. It's all, you know, it's all for the United States of America. And now then we're vilified because we're pro-Trump. Oh, give me a break. But why aren't we showing up the way, how did we lose the House? Because I think that the Republicans should have stayed with on track with President Trump's agenda. They did not. They deviated. They danced. And still the president passed legislation that no one else could have gotten through. But they didn't stick with him. Now we have no health care reform. Now we have no immigration reform. So we're losing it. But I don't know, in the name of God Almighty, how anyone could support anybody on the progressive side at this point. It's inhuman at this point. The anti-Semitic rise and now killing babies. Somebody help me out here. I don't mean to be dramatic this early in the morning. 877-970-2999. Let me go to Mike in Staten Island. Hey, Mike, what's up, man? Good morning and happy Friday to you.
Happy New Year to you, Joe. I just wanted to comment about Cory Booker. I work in New Jersey, and Cory Booker had one of his congressional aides come out and speak to a law enforcement setting, and he, you know, on the one hand, he was saying, you know, singing the praises of ICE, and the very next day, he's condemning them, calling for them to be abolished, and. Yeah. You know, the man just lacks integrity when it comes to that. He's become politicized. Maybe at one point he had a tremendous amount of integrity, but right now he lies right to your face with a smile on. It's contrived. And, you know, most of the politicians are becoming these individuals that lie and stand for nothing other than themselves. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is a perfect example. How in good faith as a Catholic, as an Italian, can you say and support some of the things that she does? Yeah. And, you know, again, it's about the person. And we need people of integrity in there. And I just don't think he has it any longer.
You know what, Mike? Great phone call. And thanks for being so civil, man. See, that's what I'm talking about on the show here. We like to call, you know, disagree. And we're talking about Cory Booker running for president. He just announced, and he's a friend, a longtime friend. I have such I got love for the guy, man. He's a Newark guy and Jersey guy, you know. But the point is well taken. Once you get into the political arena, it seems like when you, and I have said this before, when you go to D.C., man, it's like you lost your soul, you know. You lose your soul. I don't know that that happened to Cory, but I would like him to. I'd like someone to stand up on the. Is there a Democrat out there that will stand up and say, they're trying to take down Israel? They're trying to take down the Jewish population of the United States. It's very akin. Forgive me for being so harsh on this. I'm seeing it unfold before our eyes, and no one's doing anything about it. It's like pre-war Germany, man. It's like 1936. Oh, and Ocasio-Cortez, you want to talk about World War II? Yes, this, you got it right there in the House of Representatives. How is it happening? And then killing babies. These are Democrats? This, who, how do we vote? And yet people keep voting for these people. Oh, don't get me started. Bob in the Bronx. Good morning, Bob. What's on your mind, brother?
Good morning, Joe. I have one question for Cory Booker. When he was mayor of Newark, Mark Zuckerberg gave $100 million to the city of Newark. What happened to that money?
Yeah.
Where was all that money, Joe?
I got nothing. I got nothing, Bob. Thank you. I got nothing. I cannot, in the name of God, figure out what happened. Because it's right. Zuckerberg gave $100 million to the schools of Newark, New Jersey. And how great that was from his heart, from Zuckerberg's heart. Hey, I'm going to help out. Cory was on Oprah. Governor Christie was on Oprah. Where did the money go? No one knows. No one knows. They've tried to track it. They've tried to do reports. Where did that money go? And I'm telling you, if Cory jumps in, honestly, you're absolutely right, Bob. That's the first thing they're going to say is, where was the $100 million? And you know what? I want to see itemized breakdown exactly where every cent went. I know how hard it is because I worked in Newark raising nonprofit money, you know, and if you do run a 501c3 nonprofit, you gotta itemize everything. Hey, I would like to see the IRS. When the IRS gives you you owe this much, and your accountant goes, no, we owe this much, and the IRS goes, no, you owe this much, and the IRS always wins. Well, why don't you itemize it for me, IRS? Why don't you itemize it? Please. It's so true. All valid questions. Hey, so this is the China's trade delegation reading here.
By the way, I asked Frankie to dig this up. This is from BBC in England. You know, because God forbid there should be an American news organization that says something positive about President Trump. Please, look at this. China's trade delegation says it made important progress in the latest round of talks with the U.S.-China state media reports. I just tweeted that out. This is going to be huge. They're pushing to reach a deal by 1st of March to avert an escalation in tariffs. I think the president is playing this brilliantly. It was a press conference with Vice Premier Liu He. On Thursday, President Trump said he hoped to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping to hash out a final deal by the looming deadline. So they've made tremendous progress. So at least they really are moving along in dealing with China. Okay, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. We got a break. You know what? We're going to talk to Councilman Eric Ulrich. He's going to tell us about why Amazon should be indeed coming to Long Island City. Alan Tunnelson on in this hour as well, founder of Reality Check. I'll tell you, Alan will really have all the expertise on this China deal. And the one, the only, Debbie Duhaime out there on a Friday. So much to get into, Debbie. Ay. Mm-hmm. I'll be at the father-daughter dance tonight, dancing in my green suit.
Nice. I got the shoes, right? That match.
Charlie has a green dress. They send me a picture. I went, okay, I got it. So I got a really good green suit from Garmani down in Red Bank. Yeah, nice. So I got to wear the green.
Yeah.
You match father-daughter? Is that corny? Is it too corny?
I think it's fabulous. Will you please post a picture so
we
can see this?
My green shoes. Yeah, hey, got some green shoes. How are you?
I love it. Oh, Charlie's going to be thrilled.
If we don't embarrass our kids, what are we as parents? I mean, really, you got to show up in a green suit. How are you? Good to see you.
I think it's great. I went to a father-daughter dance with my dad when I was in Girl Scouts, and I remember it to this day. It was very special, so I think it's great that you're doing that.
Thank you. Thank you, Deb. Yeah. I'm trying so hard. 7:21. Deb's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. We're going to take it to the A train. It looks like service suspended between Broad Channel and Rockaway Park. It's all due to power failure. Let's see what's happening at the inbound GWB. Some earlier problems clear 20 minutes in there. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln 25, Holland 25, New Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur North at 15E, that's an accident off on the shoulder. And we're still seeing delays. Brooklyn Bridge wrapped to the FDR Drive North, an accident there. It's going to be stop and go for you this morning on the Grand Central Parkway West at 188th with an accident, and the northbound side of the Van Wyck into the Grand Central. Accident there. Sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Partly cloudy today, high in the 20s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Larry Elder just wants to have the facts before rushing into judgment.
The truth of the matter is that as a percentage of the population, blacks commit a disproportionately greater percentage of hate crimes than whites, who, when compared to their percentage of population, commit a lesser percentage of hate crimes. Is this thing on? Let's be outraged whenever there's a hate crime, irrespective of who the victim is. Can we do that?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, Amazon reported a record holiday quarter, its third record earnings in a row. However, Amazon's sales forecast is weaker than Wall Street expected. Among Amazon's bright spots, its sales over the holiday season rose 20%, and the money it made from Amazon Web Services rose 45%. Facebook is reporting a dramatic increase in its business. Daily active users rose to 1.52 billion, up 9% from a year ago. Analysts say there's no sign users are fleeing Facebook because of its privacy scandal. Nintendo is planning to release a smaller, cheaper version of its Switch console. Reports in Japan say Nintendo will be cutting features but reducing the price. The Dow was down 15 yesterday, the NASDAQ up 98, the S&P up 23. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits, The right wiper blades make all the difference.
That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Saturday is the last of three straight ACC road games for the Orange. Syracuse takes on Pitt at 6. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Orange pregame at 5:30 on AM 970, The Answer, New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
All right, 7:26 with Joe on the radio. I've been telling you, we got to go to Italy together. Haven't I said that? Well, Steve Perillo and I have put our heads together and built a very special Follow Joey to Italy tour. Come on. It's an intimate group of you, the family of AM 970, and we appreciate you always being there. Well, this is a one-price, stress-free time of your life vacation that only Perillo Tours can bring you. You got all 4- and 5-star deluxe hotels, 11 nights accommodations, intimate group size, 5 dinners, 3 lunches, all included, wine tasting, vineyard tour in Tuscany, please. A very special Piscopo live performance. You know, I'm bringing Steve with me, too. Steve's going to be at the piano. This is, you know what, we're going to riff it. It's going to be a lot of improv. There'll be a lot of Frank Sinatra tunes, and we're going to have an absolute blast. Rome, Sorrento, Capri, Florence, Pompeii, my home province, Avellino. This is an opportunity for us to get to know each other a little better. You know, we're across the microphone every morning. Now we're going to be across the dinner table for real. 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, 888-PERILLO. Ask for the new Perillo brochure. Be one of the first 10 callers today. You receive a bottle of Botticelli Premium Italian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. One per household, please. Botticelli is the art of Italian flavor. So check with your travel agent, please, okay? Or very simply go to PerilloTours.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Councilman Eric Ulrich is city councilman representing Queens and the Republican-endorsed candidate for public advocate. Councilman, welcome back to the show. Eric, how you doing this morning?
Joe, good morning. How you doing?
Good. We're doing good. A lot to get into. My goodness gracious. You can't make this stuff up. And now you, Councilman, had this terrific op-ed in Cranes in support of the Amazon deal in Long Island City. And we've heard so many people opposed to the deal. Tell us why you're for it, sir.
Well, first of all, I think it's just common sense. The fact that Amazon is coming to New York City to create 25,000 good-paying jobs, we should be rolling out the red carpet for Amazon and any company that wants to come here and create good-paying jobs for New Yorkers.
Yeah, and now how many high-paying jobs are they? The salaries are pretty good that you're talking about, yes?
Well, these are good paying jobs of average salary, about $150,000 per person, and in a part of Queens that desperately needs them. Amazon has also agreed to build a brand new school, 600-seat school in Long Island City. They're going to be supporting so many local nonprofits. It's going to be a tremendous boost for the local economy. It's going to have a multiplier effect because all those employees are going to be, you know, buying lunch from the local diners and restaurants, and the amount of pressure it's going to put on the MTA and DOT to invest in local infrastructure projects. I think this is going to be a game changer for Western Queens, and quite frankly, it's long overdue. This is a part of the borough and a part of the city that hasn't seen an investment like this in decades.
And so many people are against it. Why? Because of the givebacks that New York gave Amazon? Is that what that is, Councilman?
I think, Joe, that they're against it because they're anti-business. They don't support business-friendly policies. And also, Joe, I think they're against it because they were cut out of the action. They were cut out of the deal. They weren't part of the negotiations. And, you know, quite frankly, that shouldn't get in the way. They shouldn't be holding a deal like this hostage for the simple fact that they weren't a part of the action. It's not right. We have to do what we think is right for the people of the city of New York. And when a company comes here and says they want to create 25,000 good-paying jobs, we should welcome them with open arms.
Yeah, you know, if you guys don't want them over there, we'll take them in Newark. I'm just saying, sir. You know, come on. We were so hoping they were coming to Newark, man. So, but you know, I have to tell you, Councilman, too, I know you're a Republican, but you're generally considered pretty supportive of organized labor. Are you at all concerned that Amazon appears to be opposing efforts at unionizing the facility?
I support unions. I come from a union family, a union background. And, you know, Amazon signed a project labor agreement. When they build their massive facility in Western Queens, they're going to be using union carpenters and union electricians and bricklayers and steam fitters and union plumbers. So it's not that they're anti-union, but they're not going to support to have their permanent employees unionized, because if they do it in New York, they're going to have to do it nationwide. Quite frankly, the jobs that they're going to be paying people are going to pay more than union workers would normally be able to earn through their prevailing wages. So it's not as if they're coming here and they're creating thousands of low-paying jobs or minimum wage jobs. These are good-paying jobs, and that's a business decision that Amazon has to make. But they're building union, and I'm happy that they're going to be building union, because I do support the blue-collar men and women and the union members of New York City will keep our city moving forward.
Councilman Eric Ulrich, Councilman, you're running in the upcoming special election in 25 days for public advocate. How is that race looking, sir?
It's like a circus, but I'm having a blast. I'm enjoying every minute of it. And what I tell people, Joe, is that if you love Mayor de Blasio and you think he's doing a great job and the city's headed in the right direction, you got 16 other candidates to choose from. If you think the mayor needs to be held accountable and you want someone to stand up to this guy and hold his feet to the fire, then you got to vote for me on the Common Sense Party line on February 26th. I'm running for public advocate because I want to be a check on the mayor. If you want a rubber stamp for Bill de Blasio, vote for one of the other 16 candidates on the ballot.
Wow. How are they going to find you on the ballot, Eric?
I'm on the top shelf, baby. I'm on the top row, number four. It's a nonpartisan special election. It's going to be a very low turnout. Every single vote counts, and every single vote will make a difference. If people want to send a message to the mayor and they're sick and tired of Bill de Blasio and his so-called progressive agenda, then they've got to vote for me on February 26th.
Eric Ulrich, where can we find you more about your candidacy?
I'm everywhere. You know, it's like a penny that keeps turning up. But I want you to go online and look at my website, ericulrich.nyc. You can learn more about the campaign. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. But the point is, we are going to win this election. This is a referendum on Bill de Blasio. We're going to put the city back on the right track. We're going to get the mayor out of the cornfields of Iowa and out of Vermont, and we're going to get him back in the city and make sure he starts addressing city problems and fixing things that are going wrong in New York City. We've got to do it. The city is too important, and we've made so many gains over the past 20 years. But, Joe, we can't allow Mayor de Blasio to go unchecked. That's why this election is so important.
All right, Councilman Eric Ulrich. Councilman, great having you on the show always. Keep us posted, and please come back soon, will you?
Have a great Super Bowl weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Councilman Eric Ulrich. It's a U-L-R-I-C-H, Ulrich. If you want to check Eric Ulrich NYC, go online. And he's a character, but you know what? The guy speaks the truth. What am I going to tell you? 7:34 with Joe on the radio. Alan Tunnelson will join us. I want to tell you about this China deal. And again, I appreciate you tweeting out that, Joe, we listen to you because the mainstream media is not reporting on this China deal, what the president did. You know, you see it peripherally, but this is a huge deal, and we'll check in with Mr. Tunnelson coming up momentarily. Right now, Al's got the headline news live and local at 7:34 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
11 degrees at 7:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. El Chapo's lawyer claims his client is the ultimate scapegoat of the Sinaloa cartel. Defense lawyer Jeffrey Lichtman called the accused Mexican drug lord a fall guy in his closing argument yesterday before jurors. Lichtman stated that his client was too broke or too busy hiding to be the all-powerful drug lord people made him out to be. Instead, Lichtman said Ismael El Mayo Zambada is the real kingpin of the Sinaloa cartel. Meanwhile, Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrea Goldberg delivered the government's closing argument saying there's no doubt El Chapo is the head of the cartel. Jurors will return Monday to start deliberations in the case. El Chapo faces up to life in prison if he's convicted. A Morris County man is charged with staging a phony slip and fall incident at a company in Woodbridge. The Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office alleges Randolph man Alexander Goldinsky threw some ice cubes on the floor in the company's cafeteria, then faked the slip and fall injury before filing an insurance claim. As it turns out, the alleged incident captured on surveillance video. He was arrested January 15th and has been charged with felony insurance fraud. In sports, the Knicks are looking towards the future after they make a shocking trade. The team has traded All-Star Kristaps Porzingis, along with Tim Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee, and Trey Burke to the Dallas Mavericks for Wesley Matthews, DeAndre Jordan, and Dennis Smith Jr. The Knicks are also getting 2 first-round picks in the deal. The deal would give the Knicks more salary cap space to pursue top free agents in the offseason. Spurs beat the Nets 117-114. Rangers over the Devils 4-3, and Giants running back Saquon Barkley has been voted the Pepsi Rookie of the Year. And sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to take a ride over to the Hudson line of Metro North. A 15-minute delay with circuit issues. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. 3 canceled trains with positive train control. And on the A train, we're seeing a suspension between Broad Channel and Rockaway Park with some ongoing issues there. Inbound GWB getting reports of an accident on the upper level. 20 minutes into town at the GWB. Lincoln 25, Holland Tunnel. That's about 30 with an accident just cleared over at the Holland Tunnel. Stop and go traffic on Route 1 northbound up through Adams Lane into North Brunswick with an accident out of the way, and the Brooklyn Bridge ramp to the FDR Drive, a collision just cleared away. Staten Island Expressway eastbound still jammed up out by Clove Road with an accident still blocking a lane there. Westbound Belt out past Sunrise Highway, a collision there as well. Checking in on the forecast, clouds today high in the 20s, partly cloudy tomorrow, high in the upper 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. 70, The Answer.
Everyone's talking about congestion pricing. This Saturday, Arthur and Zach Miller will host a panel of elected officials and community leaders to give you the facts and discuss alternatives. It's a special one-hour edition of New York Truck Stop Radio. This Saturday afternoon at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on a wild Friday, 7:39 on AM 970, The Answer. And Alan Tunnelson is the founder of Reality Check, a blog covering economics and national security and technology. He was also an advisor to both the Donald Trump and Sanders campaign on trade issues. Alan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, Joe, although I'm still trying to process that Knicks trade.
Yeah. How about that? What happened? We didn't even talk about how about that one, right? It's the number one trending story. I saw Frank Luntz put out all the politics, all the questions I have for you. Nobody cares. It's all they're talking about the Knicks trade. You are so funny, man. I mean, are you happy about it?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like they're going for broke for Kevin Durant. And maybe one other free agent. It seems that was the main aim, freeing up cap space. Now, they're not guaranteed to get Kevin Durant because he might not want to take part in a major rebuild that the Knicks obviously need to do. So, boy, this is a real riverboat gamble, it seems to me.
Alan Tunnelson. Alan, give us a breakdown. Going back to the economy of it all, what happened with this China deal? This is huge. I'm reading here. How much is China buying from us? 5 million tons of soybeans they're going to buy now? Give us a breakdown of what happened in the Oval Office yesterday, please.
China seems to have promised to step up the purchases of soybeans that it had basically suspended, which had put some real pressure on American soybean farmers because they put all of their eggs into the China basket, or at least most of them, for quite a few years. So when China cut off these imports of soybeans in retaliation for Trump tariffs, American soybean farmers were left holding the bag. They were not happy. And, of course, agriculture is a major Trump constituency, so that created something of a problem for the president, although these farmers kept on telling journalists, you know, we're clearly not happy about the situation, but if that's what's needed to reach a broader trade deal with China for the broader national interest, then we're okay with it for the time being, as long as it doesn't take too much longer. Well, now the Chinese have said we're going back to buying 5 million tons of soybeans each day. That doesn't seem to be the level that they were buying before, but as far as the soybean farmers go, it's certainly progress.
And how does this affect the tariffs that we already had in place, Alan?
That really remains to be seen, because what President Trump and President Xi Jinping agreed to last year was that there would be a 90-day trade truce, and if there was a deal that emerged to the satisfaction of both countries, then President Trump would not raise tariffs on a big, big tranche of Chinese products from 10% to 25% come March 2nd. And we just don't know if if that kind of a satisfactory trade deal is actually going to happen, because there's so many other issues at stake. And not only increasing U.S. exports to China, there's a whole agenda that revolves around the structure of China's economy, which seems to be designed not only to shut out a lot of other foreign goods, including advanced manufacturing goods, which are much more important to the American economy than soybeans, but China's ambitions to literally steal its way to global technological supremacy.
You know, well said. I can't believe they do what they do. And how do they get away with it, man? I mean, they will buy, they will duplicate products on Amazon. And you know this, Alan. They duplicate, and then they put the product back out. And Amazon will sell it, man. Bezos puts it up there. And when you buy something, you go, well, this looks a little weird. It comes from like a third-party seller, which is China counterfeiting our products, correct?
They get away with it because for so long, American multinational companies who have really controlled American trade policy until President Trump came along, decided that even when China engaged in practices that hurt them, like intellectual property theft, which they've been complaining about for a long time now, they were going to buy into the so-called half-a-loaf theory, that the Chinese market was so enormous and so promising that even if they were taking short-term losses now, they would accept the so-called half-a-loaf is better than none, in hopes that they would realize those enormous future sales also.
Amazing. And there was this bizarre story in the New York Times about why iPhones can't be assembled in the U.S. What is that? You got to explain this to us because we still don't understand it. Can you explain, if like you're talking to a second grader, give us we're laymen here.
Okay.
Why can't
you
make iPhones in the United States of America, according to the New York Times?
Well, the most important thing to understand is that the subject of the story to start with was way off base, because what's really important for the United States is not to simply assemble products like iPhones. Assembling those products, basically snapping all of the parts and components together, that's not where the real value lies. Where the real value lies is actually manufacturing those components. So the reporter focused on the wrong subject to start with. But even if he was right, this notion that he was trying to push, that the United States could not reattract iPhone assembly work and the like from China because it didn't make key assembly parts like little tiny screws that hold the iPhone together, it was just nonsense. And the reason it's nonsense is because countries like India, which, you know, is a big country, but it's much poorer than the United States and a much less important market to Apple, has told Apple, look, if you don't bring iPhone assembly to India, you're not going to sell iPhones to India. And what Apple did was basically say, thank you, sir, may I have another?
Wow.
They did exactly what the Indian government wanted them to do. And since the United States is a much more important market to Apple than India, clearly we could do the same thing. And P.S., India doesn't make those little screws either.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
But isn't Tim Cook's – they're coming to Austin, Texas. Is that right? They're going to bring a – hopefully that's manufacturing, Alan?
Well, again – if they don't bring more manufacturing back, that's not ideal, but it would be acceptable if they kept on increasing their staff in the United States that was engaging in research, development, engineering, product design, et cetera. However, that happens to be kind of hard to do if you don't do at least some significant amount of manufacturing here, because manufacturing work, because that more professional work, the more white-collar work, tends to follow manufacturing, and it doesn't make much sense for even multinational companies to have that research work and the manufacturing work, at least most of it, located literally oceans apart. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and Alan, before we let you go, appreciate your time, sir. The economic numbers are coming up. What do you think they're going to be looking like?
The jobs numbers, I think, will continue to be pretty good. Now, we might not see for January. That's those are the figures we'll be getting. We might not see the 300,000+ jobs per month that were created in December, and we might not see the 32,000 manufacturing jobs, but those were incredible numbers. And when you consider the fact that we have had extremely cold weather, we had the government shutdown, et cetera, the January results might not be quite so good, but I think they're still going to be pretty darn good.
All right. And Alan, the U.S. and Russia announced yesterday that discussions to save the intermediate range nuclear forces, that INF treaty, that failed.
Right.
And Washington will withdraw from the arms ban. Very interesting here, huh?
Absolutely. And what's, I think, really being missed by most of the press coverage is that this could fit in very naturally with President Trump's apparent desire to start really questioning the American commitment to NATO, which certainly brings advantages, you know, to the United States, but has also been presenting increasing risks because with the new NATO that expanded right up to Russia's borders, we're now promising to risk nuclear war with a country like Russia on behalf not of big, extremely important countries like Germany and France, but much smaller, much more marginal countries like Lithuania, which have never been defined as U.S. vital interests.
Yeah.
So this policy has always been very risky, and if the termination of this INF treaty, this intermediate range missile treaty, results in a big rethink of U.S. NATO policy, I think that would be very positive and very encouraging because it's really needed.
Wow. Super Bowl, Alan Tunnelson, your prediction, what are you thinking?
You know, I got to go with New England. I mean, yeah. I'm not a big New England fan, but everybody keeps underestimating Brady, and he keeps coming through, and they keep strengthening their offensive line, and they're just so fundamentally sound, and Gronkowski doesn't seem to be washed up yet either. So I think they're the overwhelming favorite, and it's only one more game. They're a much older team, obviously, than Los Angeles, but I think they can certainly keep it together.
Alan Tunnelson, economics, national security, technology, and all sports all the time. You're going to ESPN
right.
After you chat with us, right? Okay, sorry. Alan, great chat this morning, man.
Okay, thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Alan Tunnelson right there from Reality Check. He's the founder of Reality Check, CHEK. Hey, 751, I see the phone calls. I will grab them as soon as I can. Thank you for calling, 877-970-2999. But Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970. The answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's take a ride, see what's happening here as you head over to 84 East Exit 12 into Fishkill. Accident being cleared. Also, traffic is moving slowly on the Goat Trail as you get down toward the Annsville traffic circle. Looks like an accident there as well, out past the Bear Mountain Bridge. We're seeing slowdowns inbound GWB with an accident on the upper level 30 minutes in. Over at the Lincoln, 20. Holland, about 20. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as well as you head to the Staten Island Expressway. It's pretty busy this morning, Joe. Staten Island Expressway east out through Clove Road with an accident cleared. Westbound Belt out past the Cross Island, a collision. And it's still kind of busy for you on the Bronx River Parkway as you head north at 177th with an accident being cleared. Problems on the LIE West. Right into Deer Park Avenue. Accident with injuries. Two lanes blocked. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Jay Sekulow can't believe what's coming from the left.
New York State, the new law signed by Governor Cuomo on Tuesday safeguards rights laid out in Roe versus Wade and other court rulings. Now, here's the issue. There were certain protections in place for a child that is actually born during the abortion process. That happens. Here, infanticide could literally take place outside of the womb. And under New York state law, there's nothing that can be done to stop it.
Jay Sekulow live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
In the air of the cat. it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com.
Be prepared if you're going to argue with Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Let's go to line two, Al in Pennsylvania. Al, sorry, are you still there?
How dare you interject facts into an argument? That's just
It's outrageous. How dare I use facts? Never let facts get in the way of a good Democrat narrative. Am I correct?
Boy, that's perfect.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 754. We got weather coming up in a minute. Let me go to Charlie Finch, Professor Finch on the air live. Good morning, Charlie. How you doing this morning?
Four quick points real fast. I went to high school with Bill Belichick and his video guy, Ernie Adams. Love those guys, but I think the Rams' running game dominates the Pats, who have no defense. Yesterday I was in Bellevue Hospital for some tests, old man stuff, and they were handing out $5 Amazon gift cards to anyone who filled out a questionnaire, patients or staff. Just like in Seattle, Amazon is everywhere. Time to book Bezos, Princeton alumnus on the Piscopo show. I wanted to announce Senator Lindsey Graham flying all over the world. February 1, we still don't have a vote on Bill Barr. And remember, Frank Morano, I love you. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard is the most powerful Gestapo-like organized terrorist force in the world, operating in Nicaragua, Argentina, Venezuela, and yes, Mexico. Go Trump.
Wow. Thank you, Charlie, so much. Hey, Joe Lundberg is out there 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55. Joe, how we doing weather-wise this morning, my friend?
We're in the clear. We're going to miss a little snowstorm that's going to cut to our south. Maybe Philadelphia gets an inch or so of snow, but we miss out on it. Just clouds and limited sun. And one more cold day today. Tomorrow we flip the switch and we see some sunshine and some warming. We'll get into the upper 30s to near 40 and well up into the 40s Sunday, and it stays mild early next week.
Still cold, man. You know, in the boondocks, it got cold, man. Joey, so you're exercising like indoors. You're doing spin thing.
So far, yes. Tomorrow, I plan on running outside. And then I'm going to ride on Sunday.
All right. So Sunday, so we're almost 40 or so degrees in New York Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So today it's inside. I got a new pair of Speedos. We'll have to get you a picture of those. You know, and then we're going to go running tomorrow and riding Sunday.
Send it to Al Gattulo. Yeah. He's dying.
He's got to start planning for the 2020 calendar, right?
Okay, yeah. Joe, I love you, man. Joe Lundberg right there. It's warming up. That's the news. Thank you. We want to do an AM 970 The Answer calendar. And I want to put Al and Joe Lundberg and Speedos together by a pool. That's good. Hey, how are you? Yeah, we'll work on it. All right. Girls, I know the girls will be very excited about that. Oh, man. 7:56 with Joe on the radio. Let me grab a quick phone call. The phones are blowing up this morning, and I love you for calling. I'm going to get to it as soon as I can. Let's go to Tom right now. Tom, good morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, good morning. You know, Joe, I like you really to keep pushing this congresswoman's crazy idealistic views of the hatred towards Jews. Yeah. I just want everybody out there to know that today there is 3.5 million Jews on the planet. And the basis of Christianity is Judaism. Without Jesus, our brother, who was a Jewish rabbi, that we all follow today, you know what? The Catholics should be going after this woman, and the Christians should be going after this congresswoman. And if this is the new Democratic Party, my friend, every Christian and Catholic and any other religious group should be going after these congresswomen, because this is truly a hatred to the Jewish community, which is the only community on this planet, in my opinion, religious, the smallest group in the world, that people don't realize there's only 23.5 million Jews on this planet. And if we don't protect them and we don't protect Israel, What is America really about?
Thank you, Tom.
This is the most democratic party in the entire world, and this little speck of the Middle East. And if we don't protect Israel, America, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'll tell you, this congresswoman, everybody, Chuck Schumer, I'll tell you right now, I am disgraced by even mentioning his name. If he doesn't go after these people, shame on them. And everybody, stand behind the Jewish community. I am an Irish Catholic from Breezy, and we need to get behind our Jewish brothers and sisters and go against this woman who starts off a little and eventually causes a disease through the whole country and the world.
Tom, thank you, man. Right on the money. That, I could not have said any word better than you just did, Tom. Thank you so much. Right on the money. Talking about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib in the House of Representatives in the United States of America. It's scary. We're coming right back at you. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
11 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand will be campaigning this weekend in the leadoff primary state of New Hampshire. The Democrat announced earlier this month she was filing an exploratory committee for a presidential run in 2020. She'll be in Manchester this afternoon talking to young Democrats before making a trek across the state through Sunday, stopping in Nashua, Portsmouth, Durham, and Littleton. Officials are investigating a fatal fire in Queens. Firefighters called to the home in Flushing last night found the house engulfed in flames. A woman identified as 47-year-old Maria Medina, taken from the first floor, pronounced dead. 74-year-old man escaped, is being treated for smoke inhalation. The building destroyed. Fire officials say freezing temperatures made battling the fire difficult. In sports, Spurs beat the Nets 117-114. Rangers over the Devils 4-3.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.